This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Alongside a freeway near Los Angeles today, law enforcement officials are beginning an unusual excavation. They are looking for the remains of a 15-year-old boy who disappeared 40 years ago. He's believed to be the victim of a serial killer. Day to Day's Steve Prophet is at the site. He joins us now by phone. Steve, what is going on there?
Alex, there are local law enforcement agents out here, dozens of them, FBI, transportation workers. They're all here to begin an excavation. They're looking for the remains of Roger Madison. He's a teenager who disappeared back in 1968.
Why now, then? What is it that's happened that has them out there near this freeway?
Well, Alex, it's a pretty long and a pretty interesting story, but it really turns on the work of two people. One of them is a writer and a researcher, and the other is an LAPD detective.
And these are the people you talked to before you actually went out there this morning. You've looked into this. You've got background.
I did. I prepared a little story, and it really, Alex, is a story about the power of persistence and determination.
Weston DeWalt is a writer and researcher who became interested, obsessed maybe, in the child victims of a Southern California serial killer.
Consider every day how much evil is perpetrated in the world.
And Vivian Flores is a homicide detective for the LAPD.
I'm exhausted. I'm physically and mentally exhausted today. But I will not give up. We're not done.
Flores and Weston are haunted by a murder, the murder of a boy named Roger Madison. In December 1968, he disappeared and was never seen again. 2 years later, a highway construction worker named Mac Ray Edwards turned himself in to police.
He confessed to the murder of six children from 1953 to 1969.
Weston DeWalt is writing a book about Mac Ray Edwards and his victims. He says Edwards confessed that one of those victims was Roger Madison.
Mac Ray Edwards had a relationship with his family, had dinner in their home. Roger Madison trusted Mac Ray Edwards. And Mac Ray Edwards lured him into an orange grove and stabbed him multiple times, killed him.
Edwards also told the police that he buried his victims along freeways at highway construction sites where he was working.
He had the equipment available to him, and he used it to his advantage.
That's the LAPD detective, Vivian Flores.
He confessed that he used a heavy rubber tire bulldozer to dig the hole to bury Roger.
They began with Mac Ray Edwards' confession. The killer led police to the sites where he'd buried three of his victims. Their bodies were recovered. He was convicted of those crimes and sentenced to death. But the bodies of the three others, including Roger Madison, were never found. No one knows how many children he actually killed over the years between what's believed to be his first murder in 1953 and the death of Roger Madison in 1968. He told a police officer there were others. He told a cellmate the number might have been 18, maybe 20. Shortly after his conviction in 1971, Mac Ray Edwards hung himself with an electrical cord in his cell at San Quentin Prison. For most in law enforcement, that was the end. But 3 years ago, when Weston DeWalt told Detective Vivian Flores about Roger Madison and how his body had never been found, she took on finding it as a personal mission.
I think a lot of people take missing persons as just very trivial. You know, these kids that run away and come home. He didn't come home. He never came home.
DeWalt and Detective Flores went into action. They learned that Roger Madison's parents were dead, but a brother and three sisters survived. They obtained DNA samples. They talked to people who'd worked on the construction crew with Mac Ray Edwards. They pored over old, yellow documents, construction plans, weather reports.
It just kept getting narrower and narrower and narrower as to what a possible site might look like.
Finally, they settled on a spot along an off-ramp on the Ventura Freeway.
Cadaver dogs were brought to the site. All four cadaver dogs hit in the same area.
And so today, a dig begins. Along with units from the LAPD and Ventura County Sheriff's Department, a special group from the FBI will assist in the excavation.
The best I can say is that it looks very promising, but there are no guarantees.
More than 100 people, highway workers, law enforcement officers, forensic experts, archaeologists, begin what could be the end of a 3-year effort by Weston DeWalt and Vivian Flores. And when I asked Detective Flores, why did you devote so much time, so much energy to finding the body of a boy who died 40 years ago, whose parents are dead, whose killer is dead? She just looks at me, a little incredulous.
Does that mean that I forget about that child that never came home? No. We have an obligation. He deserves just as much as all the other homicide victims to be found and to be brought back to his family.
There's so many people that are victimized that will never receive justice. And if you can score a victory every once in a while, I think you hold evil at bay.
I have a child. If he went missing, I can't fathom being missing for 40 years. This mother and father had to live with that, not knowing where their kid was. I refuse to let Mac win. We have to keep pushing, and we have to test our knowledge and our expertise and make it, just work it as best as we can. I do it for these kids. I do it for my kid. I do it because I care.
Los Angeles Police Detective Vivian Flores, who along with writer Weston DeWalt, hope their work over the past 3 years results in the recovery of the body of Roger Madison, missing since December 1968.
Let's go back now to Steve Proffitt for a moment at the site of the excavation. Steve, how long might it be before the investigators there know if they have something or not?
It could be today. They could find something today, or it could take several weeks. And then if they do find some remains, then it could take a couple of weeks more to make a positive identification. But we'll continue to follow this story, and we'll update it as the investigation progresses.
Day-to-day's Steve Proffitt near Moore Park. That's north of Los Angeles. Steve, thanks.
You're welcome, Alex.